The cream of emancipation. 1. Prostrations to the holy feet of the unique Lord, who, like ether, remains as a sole witness in the hearts of all beings. Whether they are swayed by desires for wealth, lands, and women, or free from such desires, and who shines as the towering peak over the 7 successive spiritual heights, which are in themselves exalted over all other places. The holiest of the 7 places is Nanilam, of the mind. 2. I worship ever-shining pure consciousness, which manifests itself as Brahma, Vishnu, or the mighty Shiva. According as he creates, preserves, or withdraws the universe, and also as the countless individual beings. Yet it remains ever free and perfect, as the blazing sun over the ocean of bliss. 3. Always I worship the lotus feet of my master, who I grace, I learnt, that myself, my very self, is the all-embracing reality, and that the mosaic of the universe is but a phenomenon in me. And who remained as the self, like the ether in a wall? 4. I adore the Almighty who manifested as my master in order that the mind, the intellect, the senses, and the body might to my very knowledge be reduced to nothing. Like mist before the sun, when he taught me, you and I are one, so to make me one with him. 5. I adore the feet of the Holy Master who shines forth forever as the wide expanse, which has no beginnings or ends or intervals, and I proceed to tell you the truth nature of the Absolute Being, to explain the bondage and liberations, so that even those who are too dull to learn the scriptures may understand. 6. All of the ancient sages drew from the boundless ocean of milk, namely Vedanta, and filled their pitchers, their works. I boil them all, churn them, and I present this cream of emancipation to all. Now, will those who have partaken in this and satisfied their hunger roam about eating the offal of my externals? 7. After adoring my master, who himself ever free, and who made me his own, I write this, the cream of emancipation, divided into 2 parts, the first of which contains a clear exposition of the truth, and the second clears away all doubts arising from the former.